Pietism has two children, the way I see it. And certainly secularism is one of them. But the other is this do-it-yourself, what Eric Voegelin called ersatz religion. It's just whatever religion I put together. Robert Bellah years ago, you know, talked about Sheilaism. And I think Pietism is the father of that too, this individualistic spiritual quest. So E.J. Dionne, who drives me absolutely nuts, writing in his op-ed piece in the Washington Post that got published all over the place in the last several days, said liberal religion is the answer, conservative religion is the problem. And even though people don't believe in God anymore, here's the good news, they're still spiritual. That's not good news, by the way, in the way he means it, you know. But Pietism has those two children, hardline secularists, and then this religion of personal autonomy that is disguised as spirituality.